Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Paul wanted the Corinthians to know that he and Apollos were not competitors. They were on the same team. So he asked the Corinthians, "Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man?" 1 Corinthians 3:5. The Greek word translated "who" in the King James Version, in some versions is rendered "what." What then is Paul and what is Apollos? Some versions have reversed the names of the two preachers. Could it be that Paul mentioned Apollos first because he did not want to take too much credit to himself? We do not know, but we know Paul thought of Apollos and himself as co-workers. Paul was extremely respectful of his young fellow workers. He never elevated himself above men like Timothy, Onesimus, Titus, and Silas. They were all together in the work of the Lord. Paul was an apostle and the greatest missionary who ever lived. Apollos was an eloquent man and mighty in the Scriptures, Acts 18:24. But Paul referred to himself and to Apollos as ministers. The word minister in the Greek is diakonos. It is the word transliterated deacon, Philippians 1:1, 1 Timothy 3:8 and 12. The word appears in the New Testament 30 times and is always translated either minister or servant, except in the three passages where it is transliterated deacon. The verb form of the word, diakoneo, appears 37 times and is usually rendered minister or serve. One of the best examples of the use of the verb is applied to Christ. "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." Matthew 20:28. The noun minister is most often used in our day of a preacher or an evangelist. And all faithful preachers or evangelists are ministers, but not because they are preachers. They are ministers of Christ if they serve Christ. The term is never used exclusively of preachers. Some examples should help us to understand that truth. Jesus and his disciples attended a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. When the guests at the wedding feast had exhausted the supply of wine, the mother of Christ said to the servants, Greek, diakonois, "Whatever he says unto you, do it." John 2:5. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water Jesus had turned into wine, and did not know from whence it came, but the servants who drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. John 2:9. In both of these verses, the word translated servant could have been rendered minister. In Paul's discussion of the relationship of Christians to civil government, he refers to the government as minister. "For he is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath upon him who does evil." Romans 13:4. Paul calls Jesus Christ a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto our fathers. Romans 15:8. Paul refers to Phoebe as a servant of the church in Cenchrea. Romans 16:1. Some modern theologians use this verse to say that Phoebe was a deaconess and a leader in the church in Cenchrea. But that simply will not hold water. It is an attempt to find scriptural justification for having women in leadership roles in the church of the living God. But that is an abuse of the scriptures. The simple truth is, every faithful Christian is a minister, not a preacher or an evangelist, but a servant. The Apostle John used the verb form of the word in referring to Martha, the sister of Lazarus. In Bethany, they made Jesus a supper, and Martha served. John 12:2. Was she preaching to Jesus and to his disciples? No, she was simply serving a meal. That gives us insight into the meaning of the word servant or minister. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.